low-winged Cessna single? Stay tuned for our interview with Cessna's Roger White. This AvWeb audio special from NBAA in Atlanta is brought to you by the Bose Aviation Headset 10. Visit Bose.com/headset. NBAA may be all about jets and turboprops, but the big buzz so far has been Cessna's pending purchase of Columbia Aircraft, a development that caught everyone by surprise. But is this acquisition really a good fit? Cessna's VP of Sales, Roger White, says it is.
Roger, we've been looking around at all these white jets out here, but the big story is the Cessna purchase of Columbia Aircraft. Could you tell us a little bit about that? It kind of came out of the blue.
Well, we've been looking at this for some time, and as the news said, we have signed a letter of intent with Columbia, which will be presented to the bankruptcy court, and they are recommending that be considered by the bankruptcy court. We're very excited about it because we think the Columbia aircraft is the perfect fit to our product line. It fits in very well right at the top of our single engine product line, and as we've said many times, we're very, very committed to that business. You saw us introduce the Skycatcher at Oshkosh to bring more people into the market. This complements our other aircraft which are currently in the line. It is seen as the premier single engine high performance aircraft today, and we just think it's the perfect fit. It slots right into our product line.
How does it fit with the NG? I know the NG is a program that's in progress, but the NG is a little larger, but the performance specifications are fairly similar.
Well, we're continuing to look and develop concepts of what we call the NGP, the next generation product. And we are going to continue doing that, and we will position that product, assuming that we are able to consummate the purchase of Columbia. We will position it so that there is sufficient differentiation between the two products.
Will the airplane still be called the Columbia?
We haven't made that decision at this point.
And how does a low wing fit into Cessna that has traditionally been a high-wing aircraft? In the buyer's mind, a Cessna is a high-wing. The Skycatcher is the NGP is. So now you have a low-wing composite. Before, you had high-wing metal.
Well, we've always had a transition at some point between low-wing and high-wing. We've built many thousands of low-wing airplanes, twin-engine airplanes, starting with the Bobcat, and going up to today's Citation 10. We think it fits extremely well. We think that as a market, it is a particular market segment. The Columbia product has been very well accepted into the market. And yes, traditionally we have built high-wing single-engine airplanes, but there is nothing to say that our customers will not be delighted with the performance of the Columbia as a low-wing airplane.
More of our interview with Cessna's Roger White on Cessna's acquisition of Columbia Aircraft from on location at the NBAA convention in Atlanta, presented by Bose Aviation Headset 10. Voted number one for the sixth consecutive year in Professional Pilots 2006 Headset Preference Survey. Enjoy full spectrum noise reduction, clearer audio, and comfortable around-the-ear fit. You can learn more at Bose.com/headset.
Actually, we just reviewed the sales of the Columbia. The Columbia hasn't sold nearly as well as the Cirrus. It sold less than 25%, I think, of the Cirrus. Why do you think that is, and what can be done about that? What does Cessna bring to that? I know Cessna's a great company for sales, but how do you address that?
If you look at sales this year, Columbia, looking at the first half results, was on track to sell 200 airplanes, and they are high-priced airplanes because they're high end of the market. They have very unique performance features, features which cannot be met by other single-engine airplanes. It's taken Columbia time to ramp up their production. We think that the company will benefit greatly from being part of Cessna through our marketing, but in particular through the product support and the whole infrastructure, the resources that Cessna can bring to it.
As far as you know, will Columbia stay where it is geographically?
That is a decision which we still have to take. That's part of what we're doing as the due diligence process.
And when do you think that process might be completed so that the sale is actually official?
Well, what we have said in the press release, and this is the best indication at the moment, is that it should be finalized, the decision should be finalized in November, but that's very much up to the bankruptcy court to decide, the judge in the bankruptcy court to decide.
Columbia has developed a well-deserved reputation of expertise in the composite area. Cessna has composite experience only in the jet lines, not really significantly in the single engine lines. Would you see this as an opportunity to integrate that kind of composite construction into some of the airplanes you're already building in the single engine line?
We've been using composites in our airplanes for over 30 years, but we have not yet gone to an airplane which has major structures made out of composites. We use a lot of composite components in our current single engines. We use a lot of them in jets. We've made seats out of composites. We've made nacelles out of composites. We do a lot of fairings out of composites. Certainly, a Columbia acquisition will give us some technology and experience which will help us going forward look at the trade-offs. They're not all advantages in composites. There are certainly some trade-offs, but we will certainly learn some things from Columbia that way.
Do you think Cessna would consider an all-composite single? Obviously, the Columbia already is, but a Cessna-designed all-composite single?
It's something which is not out of the realm of possibility with the next-generation piston. We are doing a lot of trade-off studies between metal, aluminum, which we still believe in, and composites to see what makes real sense. And we're not looking at the short term, we look at the long term, we look at the longevity of the materials, we look at all the properties, we also look at the cost. The cost of composite has gone up over the years as the demand has gone up. So I wouldn't say it's out of the realm of reason, but at this point we have made no decision in that direction.
What do you think the capital requirements will be for Columbia? Will it require a lot of investment?
That's something which we're not prepared to talk about at this point. It's something we're still working on.
Okay, well, thank you very much, Roger. I appreciate the information, and we'll look forward to seeing what happens here and maybe taking a tour of the plant when Cessna buys it. Maybe it'll be in Wichita.
We'll see how it all works out.
And that's AvWeb's Paul Bertarelli speaking with Cessna's Roger White at NBAA in Atlanta. You've been listening to one of several extra audio features we're releasing this week from NBAA in Atlanta. And as always, watch avweb.com for the latest print and video coverage. Comments on this audio cast welcome at audionews@avweb.com. Today's report was brought to you by the Bose Aviation Headset 10. Check it out at bose.com/headset. I'm Mike Blakeney for AvWeb Audio. Thanks for listening.